Good morning. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tammy. Kids, let's not forget about Revelation 22:21. It's up there for you. Revelation22:21.com is a website that's made for all of us. It has all the chapters on it, author's notes, weekly tasks, pastor teachings, and music, worship songs that can help you throughout the day, made for you, just for you. There is no money made on that site. There's no names on that site. There is not my name or anybody else's name. It's just for you and the glory and honor of God and to bring us closer to Him. So let's use it. And those of you that have not had time for assignments in 2024, let's make time for assignments. How about that? Let's get crazy and make time for assignments like God has made time for you. Be creative, as we say today. Chapter 31, Creativity 2023, James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Creativity is an amazing thing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's powerful. Ideas, concepts, both simple and complex, all intuitive, brilliant, and helpful. Yeah, here's the catch. Creativity is so magnificent, and what we use it for generally is no good. Creativity is so magnificent, and what we use it for generally is no good. We come up with ways to cheat money, beat taxes, get out of trouble, get into trouble. Right? Very seldom do we use creativity to help the church, help the poor, help the world, or help each other. I assure you, God does use creativity to the finest extent of the concept, the word, the tool. In Genesis 1 through 2, I read that God created the heavens and the earth. In verse 3, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So I thought about that for a second. You think about that for a second. It occurred to me that He created the heavens and the earth first, and that was in the dark. He did all that in the dark. And then He created light. God, the first, the most magnificent creative genius. Use your powers for good. Use the example of what God has made, creatively made. It wasn't there before. Creatively, He made these things. Use your powers for good. That includes creativity. God's creativity is sublime. Psalm 139:13. "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." That was a beautiful psalm David wrote. But again, we're talking about creativity and what we use it for. We can see God's example is a great thing. Then there's all of us, isn't there? Even the best of us. Abraham was blessed by God. David was blessed by God. Isaac and Jacob, blessed by God. When they were thinking creatively, what were they thinking about? Did they mention 401k plans, retirements, or flipping properties? All of them were rich, and they had much time to spend listening, obeying, and worshiping the Lord. Now, I want to get that cool. They had time to do that. They weren't worried about money, and they had it. And by the way, they had it first. No, even when they didn't have anything, they were worshiping God, praying. Now, Abraham's a little different. He was the first Jew, the beginning of all of this. And God blessed him. He was not worried about retirement programs. He didn't talk about that. He talked to God. Now, they made some mistakes, and we'll talk about that in a second. They creatively came up with some boo-boos. God's creativity made mankind. That's where we start with this chapter. Creativity, He made mankind, the universe, and all things in between. Why don't we use our creativity for good things? Well, Sometimes we do. It takes a little longer, but sometimes we do. Our knowledge and power come from Him, as does our imagination. Good might take a little longer. Yeah? Good might take a little longer. A good idea might take a little longer, right? And a not-so-good idea seems to yield immediately. These bad ideas are can-do right now. I can do that right now. Great men of God error and pay the price. However, God looks after His children. As believers, we make mistakes, and God looks after our children. Abraham, the great name in the Bible, Abraham, he had a good idea. Well, I say that tongue-in-cheek, not so good. As he was walking through the land, he became afraid because his wife was beautiful. So, he came up with a creative idea to tell the king that Sarah, his stunningly beautiful wife, was his sister. You see, he feared that if they knew she was his wife, they would kill him and take all of his wealth, his livestock, slaves, tents, cash, cold, hard cash, and his wife. So rather than believe in God, well, he did believe in God, just like you and me. But he wasn't sure he'd be protected. He got scared. He slipped up and came up with an idea, didn't he? He thought it was very creative. And as it turns out, it was creative, all right, but it was a bad idea. The king of the land saw Sarah. She was beautiful, and he took her as a wife. Long story short, God had to unwind that quickly, and had the king actually married a married woman, the land would have been cursed. No different than today. Can you imagine if the president married a married woman? Creative, Abraham, but not so good, right? And to make matters worse, he did that two times. He got afraid like that as he was passing through lands, traveling. He did it twice. This was like his go-to toolbox. Both times did not work out so well. But God takes care of his children. God fixed it. Abraham learned. God fixed it. We hope so. Abraham had a few not-so-good ideas. And so did King David, one of which is quite famous. David had a good idea with Bathsheba, another married woman. She got pregnant, and David killed her husband and married her. Again, very creative, but not so good. There are numerous stories of good ideas that are very creative and terrible, easy to accomplish at the time, difficult and dangerous to unwind, requiring the Lord's hand to help. We have those ideas. We can't judge these guys. We use them as an example. The good ideas that are very good seem to be very hard, difficult, and inconvenient. How to be a better husband, a better father, mother, a better person. God had a very good idea in Jesus. It was pretty difficult for Jesus, but it kind of worked out for me and you. We're saved and allowed to spend all eternity in heaven. Think about it. When's the last time you used your creativity to think about what you can do for God? 2 Timothy 3:10, 17. You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, which persecutions I endured, yet from them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. My goodness, that was a long scripture. What the heck did that just say? It went by too fast. What it says, it looks like bad people get along just fine. It looks like good people get in trouble all the time. That's why we always come up with a creative idea to get out of trouble, to get into trouble. It seems like bad people get along just fine. But this scripture says, hey, keep doing what you've learned. What you've learned from childhood. Be acquainted with the sacred writings, the old stuff. It'll make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Creativity, use that in scripture. Use it to learn from the Lord, to act right. Reproof, correction, training in righteousness. Use the scripture to think about things that are good. Look, for me, I used creativity to find money, property, and prestige, just like everybody else. Well, what do you mean everybody else? Every goofball that's out there, I met people. I did. I met a lot of people. Crafted deals, wrote music and motion picture scripts, and I sold them. Fortunately, my creativity made me just enough money to take care of my immediate needs. It never made me famous. Had it made me famous, where would I be today? Have you seen some of these people? Have you seen some of these people that we thought were so beautiful in the 80s, the 90s, 2000s? You seen what they look like today? You seen what they're going through today? What fame has done to them? They got their wish, money, property, and prestige. How's it look? Thankfully, God's plan for me was to keep me busy. Keep my mind working with just enough creativity. Not too much. Well, a lot of creativity and just enough money. And that time, oh gosh, how much music did I make? How many movie scripts? How many deal memos? So many, I forgot. I find notes in my files and my scripts, ideas, letters, contracts. I got a check in the mail a few weeks ago, for a piece of music I put in a movie. I don't know, 30 years ago, man. He works with us like a farmer in the field, tending to us daily, a little at a time. Did I learn from all that work? Yes, I did. I'm going to talk about it in a second. Tending to us daily. He tended to me daily, just like you, a little at a time. A little at a time, because too much would be overwhelming. I thought at the time, I'm working to be famous, man. I'm working for fame. Fame and glory, baby. Indiana Jones, right? Fame and glory, right? He let me think that while teaching me the whole time about work ethic and consistency, dedication. That's what he was teaching me. I didn't think so. I thought I was, headed for the gold, right? But he was doing 2-degree adjustments, a little here, a little there. The Lord working on me, just like you. Especially if you let him. You see, he had to sneak up on me because I didn't know he was doing that. I was letting him do it because I didn't know it. He was so tricky, just like you. Most of the time before faith, we wouldn't let him. We don't let him. Before we had faith, we weren't going to let him. We're not going to let God do anything. We think we're doing it. And when we are doing it, it doesn't work out. If I prayed at all during that time, I prayed that God sees it my way. Isn't it that way today? I pray until God sees it my way. Do you know how many people do that? Pastors, I see it happen all the time. They pray until God sees it their way. And then what do? Make promises I can't keep, deals I shouldn't make. What happens? I blow it. I blow it big time. And whose fault is that? It's not good. It's better to learn how to use your creativity for God's work. Ecclesiastes 5:4-5. This is what happens when you make a mistake. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. How often do I make a deal with God? If you do this, I'll do that. I can't even do the thing in the first place to do that. If you do this, God, I'll do that. You hear what that scripture says? It's better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. Use your creativity to help the church? Yeah, that sounds great, doesn't it? We do it every day. I don't know about that, right? Try that on for a real test of your courage, right? Help a church, right? Get in ministry. That takes courage, dude. Believe me, without a steel backbone, you'll be back to thinking about return on investment, tenant buildings for rent, and portfolios quicker than a jackrabbit. Helping the church is hard. However, if you can, try it. Stick to it. Watch what he does for you. The potter's hand, as it says in the book, You and Me. The potter's hand on you and me, the potter's clay. He was teaching me a work ethic. All that time I was working for fame and glory, he was teaching me a work ethic that I used to this day. I thought I was working my way, right? Fame and glory. I was working for fame and glory, all right. Just not the fame and glory of Hollywood. Can you dig it? Psalm 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Yes. Creativity. He will give you good ideas, and they're challenging. Do them. In him, you can do them. Even if you're one of those people who think you're not creative. You are too creative. You're a child of God. We're all creative. We must create to survive. We learn how to do things we need. We learn how to make food, furniture. Maybe we work on our own vehicles, play music, figure out how to entertain the kids, the family, poetry, artistic drawings, paintings, all of it. Living and learning to live in the environment. Creativity borders on the edge of brilliance or genius. It can. It can, yes. And if you ask the Lord to help you with it, whoa, come on, bring it home. How to do math, bookkeeping, build, rebuild, landscaping, woodworking, organizing, any number of everything. By the way, is bookkeeping creative? Sounds like a setup for a good joke, doesn't it? But it's not. Accounting is an art. And those who tend to it honorably are soldiers against chaos. Boy, it would have been nice to know that when we started our businesses. Yeah, we didn't think about that very much, did we? I believe creativity comes from the very breath of God. But I do warn you, don't use creativity to take advantage of ill-gotten gain. Let me say it again, brothers and sisters. I believe creativity comes from the very breath of God. I do warn you, don't use creativity to take advantage of ill-gotten gain. Leviticus 25:17, do not take advantage of each other, but fear your God. I am the Lord your God. Kids, be fair, work hard, don't be a jerk. Food for thought. Be careful what you do with your time and the resources God has provided. Stay with God, in God, for God. Never put the gifts he's given you above the Lord. Let me say that again. In creativity, we can think of some things with God that are amazing. And suddenly, who becomes the taskmaster here? God or the idea, right? Many of us easily put the company before God. We don't mean to, but it happens when it does. And when it does, watch out. Watch out. God will get your attention, and it won't be pleasant. But he does it because he loves you, man. He gets in the way of bad time management, right? He must be first. That is the rule. He must be first. That is the rule. And if you keep that rule, you're good, man. You're good. You are good. Exodus 20. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You now are descendants of Abraham. That has been given to you by Jesus Christ. So this speaks to you. Well, he never got me out of Egypt. You are the descendants of Abraham. That is, inheritance has been given to you by the blood of Christ. Oh yeah, baby, bring it home. Hard to believe, isn't it? This stuff's hard to believe. Even when you're a believer, it's hard to believe, isn't it? We get busy. We get busy, and all that goes to the wayside. All that important stuff that I just said, it just goes right out the window. We forget all about it, right? We get busy with stuff, and then we're pushed to it, and somebody says something and makes us mad, irritates us. I got to church. I got a Bible study. I don't have time for that. I got to work. I got to work at the blessing that God gave me. I don't have time for God. I'm working the blessing he gave me, and now I don't have time to worship and honor him. Look, it's all hard to believe. Why is that? Because when you get busy, you don't believe it. You just don't buy it. I'm telling you, when you get busy with these gifts that you've prayed for and now you've got them, you get busy with them, you don't have time for God. You love what you're doing. Who's got time to pray? Stop, read the book. And then a commentary on top of it? What are you talking about? And then talk to a pastor about it? Oh, you know, oh, come on, I don't have time for that. I got to get down and get doing the stuff I like to do that God gave me. But James 6, the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit's. They are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. Isn't that truth? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. Did I know this when I was a young man? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Did it change what I was doing? Yes, it did. Why? Because I was so strong and I turned in that direction? No, because God picked me up by my short hair and drug me that way. Was I resisting? No, I just didn't know the way to go. Just like you just didn't know. God made ideas, and he made you to implement them. He made good ideas. Very powerful. Good ideas. Discover the original blueprint of you by doing good ideas, what he meant you to be. Put him first, then get it done. Put him first, get that done. Then you can complete the idea and bring it to life. Invent with the express purpose of giving it to the Lord for his use. How many times have you prayed that your business would be more, more? Show me how to do more, 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 more. And he doesn't do it. You're like, I pray all the time for more, and it doesn't happen because he's saving you from your bad idea. Jeremiah 18:3. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something on the wheel. But the vessel that he was making of clay was spoiled in the hand of the potter, so he remade it into another vessel, as it pleased the potter to make. That's you and me, man. It was all goofy there, and the potter just made another beautiful thing out of us. And we mess it up, and he makes another beautiful thing out of it. As he pleases, let him please. Whatever he comes up with you is a good idea. Keep bad ideas at bay. When things aren't working out, look at it. Thank you, Jesus. I dodged a bullet. I wanted that contract. It was $20 million. I almost had it, and then they said no. You dodged a bullet. Thank you, Jesus. Keep bad ideas at bay. Stay away from behavior that allows for such things. Selfish, deceitful, unfair, short-term, hurtful, and most importantly, not designed to do good. Well, do we, any of us do that? We don't mean to. But do we operate selfish and deceitfully? Yeah. Unfair? Yeah. Short-term? Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Hurtful? Yeah, we're hurtful. That's not my problem. Hey, I didn't sign up for that. Not designed to do good? Well, hey, what are you talking about? You know, I can't take care of everybody. You know, I got to turn them over to God. All the stuff we say that's so stupid. Why do we use our creativity to get out of trouble? Why'd we get into trouble in the first place? We're using our creativity wrong. 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Chasing down money causes problems, kids. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be wealthy or you shouldn't want the good things in life. I'm not saying that. I'm saying put God first. Abraham was blessed beyond anybody in those times. David, Solomon, they were men of God. They made a lot of mistakes, but they were men of God. They tried desperately to put God first. They still made mistakes. So how many mistakes are you going to make if you don't try to put God first, right? Money is a tool. It's not a goal or an end game. Remove the clutter from your life. This is what I got to be. This is what I got to have. This is what I got to in order to allow new, vibrant goals to flourish and take shape. Get the clutter out of your head. Revolt against mediocre and evolve. What's mediocre? What's mediocre? Well, it'll do, Lou, is mediocre. Well, you can stay mediocre by chasing money. Money can stagnate you. You can be chasing money instead of chasing God. Chase God and amazing things happen. Did you know that money, property, and prestige, fame and glory, all of that, do you know that there is a form of that with God? But it sure looks different than the one in the world. Isn't that the way it always was? The devil? The devil is the great copycat. He does a copycat of fame and glory, of God's fame and glory. But it's not fame and glory. It's always bad for you. Look at those people. I'm telling you, look at the people who have had fame and glory. How do they look? Very few of them are looking good. And the ones that got out, they got out for a reason. The ones that still look good, they got out. They say it. They had to get out. They had to get away. You stay mediocre, chasing fame and glory. You stay, it'll do loo, chasing money. Chase God, and everything else will fall into place. Money, property, and prestige will fall into place God's way. And what's God's way? People, places, and things. He takes care of, he teaches you how to take care of people, places, and things. Creatively take care of what you have. Think about yourself as a treasure chest filled with all the things that God has given you. Your challenges, talents, blessings, miracles, people, places, and things. How do you put them all together and make them happen? Yeah, now you're thinking. 1 Corinthians 12, 4, 6. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone is the same God at work. Oh, yeah. Bring it home, Daddy-O. He's got stuff for you to do. It's amazing stuff. Stop for a minute and think about it. And then you'll say, well, I don't know if I can do that. He does. Overcoming challenges may be one of your greatest gifts and most creative. Pablo Picasso says, every child is an artist. The problem is staying an artist when you grow up. I love that one, right? Vincent van Gogh. What a great artist he was, right? If you hear a voice within you say, you cannot paint, then by all means, paint. And that voice will be silenced. I love that, right? 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Well, that sounds great, doesn't it? Well, yeah, do it. Think about it. Think about it when you pray, how to do things. Let God speak to you. Abraham, David, Samson, strong men of God in the Old Testament learned the consequences of misusing creativity. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they learned how to pray. They learned how to pray. And what do they get? Man, they got it all. They got money, property, and prestige. But that was God's way, not the world's way. The apostles learned how to follow God. Paul learned how to teach and write for the Lord. He learned how to teach and write. Gideon, he learned how to conquer a great army with just a few men and some paper. In our own times, Michelangelo, Van Gogh, Da Vinci learned how to create beautiful things for people to enjoy. Modern medicine, used correctly, saves lives. Pastors who run neighborhood church, they give hope to the hopeless. And then there's the hoodlums. Then there's the hoodlums who learn how to hurt people. Robbers who learn how to rob, politicians who learn how to lie, creativity. Scripture is clear about that. Acts 8:22, repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord in the hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin. Yeah, you want to use creativity for the good stuff. It's a powerful tool. It's a powerful tool. How are you going to use it? It's like putting a gun in the hands of a five-year-old. You got to have a parent around. You got to have God around. And first of all, you don't put a gun in the hands of a five-year-old. But God puts creativity in your lap. You know, when you buy a computer, it comes with all the software on it that does this, it does that, Microsoft this, Microsoft that, this. You know, your texting programs, email programs. It comes with all that stuff, right? You come with creativity. And you come with a software package that's immediate prayer and a curiosity that can bring you to God, a curiosity that can bring you to creativity in the Lord. Everything is everything, my friends. Everything is everything. Choose wisely. Creativity is a powerful tool. Use it with God. Be creative in the gifts the Lord has given you and offer them back to him. Offer them back to him. Use them in the service of the King. And what will he show you? Oh, wow. Now that is truly the adventure of a lifetime. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Now that can lead to tremendous creativity, successful and beautiful and good in the sight of the Lord. Amen, amen. John, it's 8:11. I heard a couple of people click off there. We'll pray for them, okay? We'll pray for them. Apparently, they were too busy to hear the good word today. We pray for them. Now, kids, Revelation 22:21.com. Use it. Use it. Go there and use it. Use it. Use the music. Use the word. Use the teachings. Amen, amen. John, let's get everybody going.